lace up my boots real tight. I've got my flaws to fight.
I'll be your superhero. I'll save you anytime. I'll be your vigilante, defeating the bad guys. I'll be your superhero.
All right, and welcome to the last episode of The Flash. So I guess we'll be talking on commercials. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Daddy D.
All right.
It's been a hell of a ride, my friend. We've seen the birth of this universe. And we've seen the end of it. And it all ends in a flash.
All right, turn it on.
All right, so we got Reverse Flash, Godspeed, and Harrison Wellston in one room right now. I'm still trying to figure out how the hell this shit's happening. They're all going down to Fast Man Live Speech, man. And they credit Tony Todd as the voice of Zoom. And they brought back fucking Savitar and the OG himself.
Alright, so first commercial break. They introduced Olive Berry's like speed big bads.
Every person he's legitimately struggled against, that Speed Force lady is just, oh yeah, you're not fighting just me, you're fighting all of us now. I'm not gonna lie, Savitar is looking good with the red armor instead of the blue armor.
He's looking pretty good. That's a good start. Nora came from the future, and my God, she's still so beautiful.
Black Sails did her well.
So it's Team Flash versus Team Evil Speedsters.
Yin and Yang.
Every one of them took down there, everybody to take down, and now each member of Team Flash has to fight someone.
I'm not gonna lie, these matchups is already hella stacked on for the negative side, but still.
Well, I think that's the point.
Chillblade's about to be useless.
Isn't he always?
The only thing he's good for is like, oh yeah, Slighty Ground. That's it. That's all he got.
Slighty Ground. All
right, we'll be right back.
So we're at the second commercial break, and
they literally just brought back everyone just to have them get one-shotted.
And then immediately wiped them out.
I love that, but at the same time,
what was the point of that?
I mean, it was good to get one last run with them, but it's just, bruh, but y'all all got waxed.
It wasn't necessary.
Like, they could have put up more of a fight. It's just,
oh, they also depowered them all. And Cecile, she was just learning how to use her powers. Now she's flying and
force
what
push.
What is the white suit guy's name?
Godspeed.
Like, she kicked his ass like it was nothing.
I mean, to be fair, Godspeed already was kind of shit anyway. The only reason they didn't do much against the first time was like, oh yeah, you try to fight him like a speedster, dog. He ain't even that fast.
It's she was just learning how to use her powers.
I'm guessing that's just
and now she's flying.
I'm guessing it's just because, like, oh yeah, I gotta touch my future self.
And so now she knows all the information that her future self knows?
Probably. That's the only explanation that makes sense. But still, I like how this is going so far. But the fact still remains.
This far in, Arrow's ending was more satisfying, Supergirl's ending was more satisfying, Black Lightning's ending was more satisfying.
That ain't even it, but if Jay Garrick can come out of a different Earth, that means by default, Barry should have been able to go to any different Earth and figure out what the fuck is going on with the Red Death. From the jump, he could have been able to do that. So the entire first half of the season is just, why did you
wait?
When
this episode is done, we'll have a retrospective on the Arrowverse, because this ending season, I've not been thrilled with.
Like, I'm still here for it, but, though, if he can come from a different Earth and say which Earth he came from, that means you should have been able to do this from the jump. But also, if we don't get a Kid Flash cameo, I'm going to be hella upset.
Yeah, for real. All right, pause. False alarm.
We got trolled by a Chevy Silverado? God damn, what is today coming to?
I just... There was a point in time when the Flash was all about emotional roller coaster. They seem to have gone away from that.
Don't get me wrong. This is still hella emotional. It's just you obviously got to think how much time is taking place when all this is happening.
There was a certain point when the Flash lost its way. It's not as good as it used to be.
I mean, ever since season 8, that's kind of when it started going downhill.
No, like season 4, like 6, maybe 6.
Because when they lost speed, then killed
when did Cisco leave?
End of season. Cisco officially left mid season 8. Wait, no, 7.
It was about a year before Cisco left that everything started going downhill.
But still, my man's done did a lot.
Flash is not. There was a time when the Flash was the greatest of the Arrowverse shows. And then it just lost its way, it lost its footing. The fastest man alive stumbled. And he stumbled hard. What are you looking up?
Season 8.
You say if we don't get a Kid Flash cameo, it's a failure. If we don't get a Cisco cameo. What the fuck?
The actual fuck just happened!
This episode is so rushed.
I mean, it ain't rushed, but it just... you ended it to...
Well, 7:33. We're halfway through the episode. They solved the storyline.
But, like... It should... There gotta be some kind of plot twist. Unless they...
No, it's just wrap-up. They're done. They're like, hey, we finished it. This... All of the speedsters teaming up to fight... That could have been a whole season. Not 10 minutes of an episode.
I want to believe in this shit, but it's just, dog. Y'all really gotta come up with the second half.
The second half, I guarantee you, is just gonna be saying goodbye.
I mean, at least if it does go down the rail, we at least do get that honest goodbye. But still, just, bruh. This is just...
This season has broken my heart. This is how you send off the Arrowverse. Not with a bang, but with a whimper.
I mean, this wraps up the Flash's part of the Arrowverse, but at the same time, there's still a lot of other things in the universe they can still wrap up.
Well, the thing that bothers me is... Well, I guess we'll talk about it when this episode is over. Because I have issues about how the Arrowverse played out. Why is The Walking Dead still going on? That can't end. God, I haven't watched The Walking Dead since Glenn died.
I haven't watched The Walking Dead since the game came out.
There's a game?
Yeah, Telltale made season 1 and season 2 game. Then it's like, oh yeah, the game actually ties into the show. But where? You'll figure it out. But it's still just, God.
This ending is very lackluster. So far, out of all the Arrowverse endings, not counting Constantine, which doesn't really count. This is, because that wasn't an ending. That show just got canceled and nothing ever happened. This is the weakest one.
There's still a chance it could get better.
Second weakest one.
I mean... Honestly, so far, it's the third weakest, because you gotta remember how Legends ended.
Legends is the weakest. That's why I'm mad. That's why I think the Arrowverse is a complete and utter failure. I have issue with Flash, which we'll get to when this episode is done, because... Alright. So...
That shit hit me in the feels.
That was good. So, Snow is ascending. Another well shows up.
Oh, no, not another Wells. He is the Wells.
The Wells.
Because remember, when they reset everything, the Wells that Thawne took, or Eobard took over, that is this Wells.
The original Wells.
This is OG Wells.
Okay.
The Wells.
The Wells that nobody who's still on the show ever met.
Oh, no, they've met him before this.
Well, none of them worked with him.
Yeah, they have.
None of... When?
Because remember, there's a couple episodes in season 8 where Barry actually works with him.
Oh, that's
because they're trying to. Because remember, after they reset, or they reset the Speed Force.
Because that Wells that was gone before season 1 started, so the only ones who really know him were Cisco and Caitlin, and they're both gone.
They still interact with Barry though, because they had to, for a couple things, they actually had to go through time to get to fix, and the only one that could get him there was Thomas Wells.
This was good, but this episode is not what I was wanting.
It ain't what we wanted, but it's what we got. Unless we're gonna just pull out the Speed Force and like, I don't know, go step on a butterfly about 3 years ago. It's what we stuck with. But you can't deny the closure we got from seeing Wells come back and say,
that was great. This part right here, the ending of the villain was horrible, but the birth of Nora and all that stuff was pretty great.
I mean, if you think about it, Eddie Thawne was never a villain. It was always Eobard that was the villain.
Oh, Eddie was just confused. The villain is the Speed Force. The negative Speed Force.
Not really.
Yeah, that was the villain. The negative Speed Force. Trying to corrupt him.
Because you got... Nah, because even in the first half of the season, negative Speed Force was never the enemy. It was always... First it was Red Death.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Then we got to like, oh yeah, who is this? What's going to go down with this?
This season had one job and they fucked it up.
Well, they wrapped this up. It's literally going to be determined how the entire series of the whole went, which I'm amazed at, but at the same time, I am so pissed about. Because if it ends bad, it's just going to leave a bad taste in people's mouths.
Well, I think this last part was pretty great. The birth of Nora was beautiful. All they got to do is just end it. Like, I don't really think... The only thing they really got to do to make it a satisfying ending is Cecile decides to go home.
I mean, aside from that, or somehow they're just like, hey, the legends are here?
Because, well, can't forget the legends. That's the part that I'm still upset about. But the only thing that's left to fix, because everything else we know from the journey into the future is good, is Cecile never seeing Joe and their daughter. So that's the only thing that needs to be fixed.
We've also determined that that was just a awkward front based off how the negative Spirit Force was adjusting things. Because remember, the attacks started in 2049.
That's true.
So there's no real reason that
Cecile wouldn't see her family more.
Remember, everything started in there. It's like, oh yeah, 2023 now.
So then everything's good. So all they got to do is come back on and say goodbye. They have 15 minutes.
It's still going to be interesting to see how it goes down, because there's so many people they could bring back for this one thing.
I don't think we're going to get Wally or Cisco, though, which is just... distasteful. How do you not have Cisco or Wally?
I mean, at the same time, seeing as Wally is trying to go to... Wally's actually going to other Earths, there could be something with her.
I guess. Oh, it's back. Okay, this ending's good. They brought back Caitlin. What's her name? Ascended and elevated up above to wherever the hell and left Caitlin back alive. That right there is worth this episode. That's good. I don't know, what do you think?
My feels!
I found that satisfying.
Look, that does entirely make up for how this first episode went, because... Oh my god. It feels so good to have her back, though. It's like... But even the way they had Keon just leave, it's just... Chef's kiss. Like, total chef's kiss.
And then left Caitlin in her wake. That was genius. I was very happy with that. That is the type of shit you do to end a show on good terms. You know what I realized, though, was you never once had Cisco on the show to deal with Caitlin being dead. They never brought Cisco back to say goodbye to Caitlin.
That's because no one told Cisco.
Oh, they had to tell Cisco. They still talk to him. They reference him on episodes.
Oh no.
They wouldn't not tell Cisco that his best friend's dead.
It's still just gonna be, my God, we've come so far with this shit.
I'm glad they brought Caitlyn back. I was just thinking how sad it is that no one from original Team Flash has left, and then they bring back Caitlyn.
I mean, technically, Iris is part of original
Team Flash. Iris wasn't part of original Team Flash. Season 1, she didn't know his secret. She wasn't really part of the team. She was on the show, but she wasn't part of the team.
Okay, that counts. Go on, pause that real quick, though. We're about to get back to it.
All right, so we finished the episode, and they just stole from Buffy.
That ending was amazing.
They stole from Buffy.
We ain't gonna compare, but
they stole from Buffy.
I've never seen the Buffy ending, so I don't know how to comment on that. But this ending, oh my God,
you've never seen Buffy?
I didn't finish Buffy, but man,
they did that, but better.
But we could have got the new speedsters.
Are they from the comics? I don't know those characters.
They're the other speedsters from the comics. They're not as fast as Barry, but they can at least tap into the Speed Force and understand it even better.
Okay.
Or some of them can understand it better, but none of them officially get it better than Wally did. But they still just teach so fucking much.
Well, that was a good ending. I did enjoy that ending.
It was a good ending.
Stole from Buffy, but it was a good ending.
I can neither confirm nor deny that statement. But we was here from the beginning. We saw it through to the end.
All right.
The lightning has passed.
So what did you think of this final season of The Flash?
The Red Death could have been a lot better, but at the same time, I understand why they had to do it the way they did it.
There was no need for it.
I mean, yeah, that kind of was, because it's like, everyone's been asking questions, what happened to all the other Earths? And that kind of answers the question.
You had, how many, so this was episode, what, 12?
Something like that.
13, this is episode 13. So you've had 13 episodes in this final season. And how did you spend those 13 episodes? You spent 5 of them on Red Death. Giving us a PS to Batwoman, which, yes, ended on a quasi-cliffhanger, but it was a cliffhanger that leaves the show open to continue. None of the character arcs were left hanging, just, oh, there's new villains for Batwoman to face. We knew Batwoman was going to face new villains. You give Dreamer an episode. I'm sorry, Supergirl ended. It had an ending. They closed that story. So you give Dreamer a PS episode. You give Oliver a PS episode. Arrow ended. Oliver's story is done. Then you do this four-parter. You know who they left off the table? Who they did not go and resolve? Legends. The Legends. The Arrowverse ends with the Legends still in prison. That is stupid.
Oh, so we're doing the retrospective.
The first 5 episodes of The Flash, instead of being about Red Death, should have been about saving the Legends.
We don't even know what year the Legends got caught up in.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
They should not end in prison. That is stupid. Look,
if they got caught mid-timeline, how would they know?
You know what's really sad? Is if Legends ended one episode earlier, it would have been an amazing ending. That would have been a satisfying way to end that show. But then they had one more episode, and it ruins the entire Arrowverse.
But they still had to wrap up everything going on in the season.
In The Flash?
No, for Arrow. Or not Arrow. Legends.
No, they wrapped everything up. Then the last episode is setting up the next season that never happens. The last episode, the second to last episode, wrapped everything up and they all retired. Then they all came back, set up the next season with, who was Turk from Scrubs playing?
Booster Gold,
right? So they set up the Booster Gold thing for the next season. And they got canceled. So now the Arrowverse ends with the Legends in prison. Sarah Lance, the most important character in the Arrowverse, the one that extends the longest, ends in prison. That is horrible. That is not an A to end your series.
They still need. They did need that last episode, though.
They did not. They could have chopped that episode off, or Flash could have busted them out of prison.
They got caught in the middle of the timeline where there is no set point. Flash can travel from one point to another point, but he can't go midpoints.
It's horrible. They should have. You're trying to make logic behind it. They should have saved the Legends.
How would they even know where to go?
It's a fucking show. They could have figured out a way to explain it.
But either way, Flash is already out because he can only go to certain points of time.
No, they
if they took him to the if they took the Legend to the vanishing point, only someone else that can go beyond time could have saved them. And there was the only one left at that point is just alternate universe Rip. And they're not about to go down that
time. They could have had Barry save the Legends. They could have given one episode over to the Legends and saved the Legends from prison. The Arrowverse ends with them in prison. That is the most unsatisfying ending.
I mean, they are the band of Puckish Rogues, so it makes sense.
And they all end in prison.
Not all of them.
You're right. Ray Palmer is fine.
No, because remember, Ray's still technically fine. Zari's chilling in the totem.
But isn't the totem in prison?
Yeah, but Zari can still come out of the totem at free will.
And into then a prison.
Yeah, she still has her tech skills, so it's something. I mean, Steel ain't got Steel no more, but he can still go do some shit.
They're all just in prison. It's a horrible ending.
They're not all in prison.
Just so.
But at the same time, the one true enemy they couldn't stop, that no one could legitimately stop, is beyond the fourth wall. They couldn't breach into our reality.
Just so sad that the Legends ended the Arrowverse in prison. I was so hoping the Flash would save them.
Flash can't save everybody, but at the same time, the Negative Speed Force is kind of a bigger issue than the Legends, which the Legends usually save themselves anyways. It's one way or another.
I just wanted them out of prison. I would have been happy if the Legends were at that damn barbecue at the end. They'd be like, oh, we just saved you.
So you wanted the Flash to pull a Fast and Furious?
I'd be fine with it. I just want the Legends out of
prison. With how much you was talking about Fast and Furious.
I just want the Legends out of prison.
Look. Okay, so if you're going down list of Arrowverse shows, Black Lightning, amazing. Well,
let's start at the beginning. Arrow's the first.
Never finished it.
You never finished Arrow?
Not really.
That ended strong. All right. It had some weak points, but it ended strong.
All right, so that's one. That's a solid
Constantine W. Doesn't count because it wasn't supposed to end. It was just canceled.
All right, so next is Flash. Which we just watched. I count that as a good ending.
The ending was... the first half of the episode was rushed as hell, but it ended good.
All right, what was the
This next? Should have been two episodes at least. Or a double length episode. Like a full hour to take on the big bad, and then an hour to say the goodbyes.
Next era of our show.
Black Lightning?
No, next one actually is Legends.
Ended horribly.
That one was out of their control because they thought they were told they were getting another season. Then it was like, oh yeah, y'all ain't getting another season. That was y'all's
ending. Yeah, same thing happened to Batwoman, though. And Batwoman's ending is not bad. They resolved everything and then set up, oh, there's new bad guys to fight. But that's all the emotional character arcs were resolved. So Batwoman was actually a pretty good ending.
So we had three good endings. Well, technically four. Because Batgirl and Legends had technically good endings.
Legends ending was horrible! It ended with them in prison! I don't want them in prison. Look,
it's not really a bad ending, it's an awkward cliffhanger ending. It still counts as a good ending. The last one is Supergirl.
I thought Supergirl had a really good ending.
So what I'm hearing is, we 5 for 5 on good endings for the Arrowverse.
No, 4 out of 5. Legends ending was bad. They should not be in prison.
You think the Legends ending is bad, but they all ended good.
Legends should not be in prison.
We're 5 for 5 for good endings.
Why are you so gung-ho on them being in prison?
Because if you're in prison, you can break out of prison.
I want to see them break out of prison.
There's still a chance. Kind of.
They could do a movie. Do a Legends movie.
I mean, at the same time, they could just pull the things like, oh yeah, they migrate from CW to, then they switch over to Max and like, hey.
Oh, could you imagine the budget of a legend show on Max?
It'd be, I honestly could, and it'd be fucking amazing.
I just want a movie. Just give us a movie. Let the legends break out of.
But
they, and the cool thing is, if you do a legends movie to end everything, you can tie in everybody. Because it's time travel. You could have one more goodbye with Oliver, one more goodbye with Jefferson, one more goodbye with the Flash, one more goodbye with Kara.
Jefferson, he has nothing to do with Legends anymore, because literally, since he the Doctor don't exist anymore, he's just stuck.
Not that Jefferson. Jefferson Pierce, Black Lightning. You could combine all the shows in a Legend movie.
He had he retired.
But I'm just, he showed up on an episode of The Flash after retirement. My point is, you could visit all the other shows, because it's a time travel thing, so it could come in the middle of Black Lightning's run. That movie could actually tie everything together.
I mean, the only reason he came back in Black Lightning in Flash is literally because no one else deals with lightning aside from him.
My point is, Devon, is that you could tie everything up and say goodbye to everybody with that movie, because it's time travel.
Everybody?
Everybody. You could even have Constantine show up one more time. You better if it's a Legends movie. You could tie everything up with Legends movie.
Okay, so explain how they would say goodbye to Cisco.
Hey, you could even have... You go back to Flash. You see Cisco. It's a time travel movie. You can go to the past. You can go to a point in the Flash timeline when Cisco's still part of Team Flash. It's a time travel movie.
Explain how they would say goodbye to Gary.
They already said goodbye to Gary. It's a time travel movie. Devon, it's a time travel movie. You just go to a point of time when Gary was there. Everything is possible with a time travel movie. They need to get out of prison. I will not be satisfied with the Arrowverse until they get out of prison.
Hey, man, in my book, they 5 for 5. That's a solid W. They put the W in Arrowverse.
All right, which was the best show?
Oh, hands down, Black Lightning. It did not miss a singles beat.
Black Lightning was pretty.
It had no dead time.
The disappointing thing about Black Lightning was, what's his name, never got his show.
Who?
The boyfriend.
Painkiller?
Painkiller. They gave him an whole episode to set up a show, and then nothing ever happened with it. Just like Diggle got set up his own show and then nothing ever happened with it.
I mean, he was supposed to get it was supposed to be more of a miniseries than a show.
I thought it was supposed to be a show.
There was supposed to be a couple episodes of miniseries.
I could have sworn they were setting up his own show.
But the fact still remains. Black Lightning, the entire 4-season run, not a single step was mistaken.
Black Lightning was pretty great. My favorite is Legends, though. Legends... better than all the other ones.
Legends is definitely... Legends is in the top 3.
What's the other one in the top 3?
The Flash.
The Flash... Dude, so... Arrow was great and then fell off. And then picked itself back up and ended strong. The Flash started off as the greatest out of all of them. And then was just in a free-for-all. They tied it up nicely, but the last couple seasons of The Flash are weak, man.
They weren't weak, they just did not have the right viewers.
Me and McKendra have a theory that ever since Grant Gustin got married, the show's been off the rails. Because something behind the scenes, him and, what's her name, who plays Iris, what's her name?
I can't remember her actual name.
We think there's a theory that they dated in real life or something. And ever since he got married, because there's no chemistry between them anymore. Their chemistry is gone. And ever since then, the show's been downhill. Watch the last couple seasons.
I did.
The chemistry between them vanished. Watch the beginning of the show. It's so strong.
And it's gone. You still got to admit, though. Season 7 was like the hardest thing, especially because they did all the Mirrorverse shit.
Yeah, but that's our point. The last couple seasons, they kept them separated. They kept doing plot lines that moved Iris out of the show. It went from The last season when it was good was when Iris was running Team Flash. When she's like, we are the Flash. And then all of a sudden it went from that to her having her own separate show inside of the show. And as soon as that happened, everything went downhill. As soon as they moved her away from the rest of the cast, everything fell apart.
I mean, you also got to take into account, Armageddon was definitely a thing. Plus the negative, this negative forces that legitimately altered the timeline.
Hey, come on. There was something behind the scenes that they didn't want to be around each other.
Not saying that it's not existing, but at the same time, I'm not confirming anything either.
Well, you can't confirm it. You don't know these people.
But yeah, I still think it's safe to say, out of all the Arrowverse shows, Supergirl had the weakest ending. Which is honestly surprising, because Supergirl's the weakest.
I think Supergirl is the weakest of the overall shows. I mean, there was parts of Supergirl that was just so preachy just to be preachy. But I thought its ending was probably the best after Black Lightning and Arrows.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It
was definitely better than The Flash's ending.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know. I thought it was better than...
It still just didn't... When you think of Supergirl, then you actually have to think. Like, legitimately think. Okay, what went down? All these other ones is just, oh yeah, that happened. All this happened. You can't even deny it.
I think the Arrow had the strongest ending.
Honestly, think about it. I can't comment on that because
I
didn't see the ending.
Take Arrow out of it. I think Black Lightning had the strongest ending.
Oh, no, that is not, that is for no debate. Black Lightning had the strongest ending. Man got, or he fought, trained a new team, finally gets settled down, everyone lived.
Arrow.
He actually got to kill he killed his big bad.
Arrow and Black Lightning, I thought those two endings were pitch perfect. Supergirl was pretty good. Flash, I felt like they jammed too much stuff in, should have been a couple episodes. And Legends and Batwoman and Constantine weren't endings, they were last episodes.
They just got the shit out of the sick because cliffhangers.
Well, they got the shit end of the stick because Warner Brothers merged with Discovery.
They'll never let us forget that now. Because it's just... But also, so how would... If you had to sum up the Arrowverse in 10 words, what would you go with?
The Arrowverse walked so the MCU could run. I don't know if that's 10 words, but that's really much what it is.
Technically, that's 8.
But that's what it is. What MCU's doing, the Arrowverse did first. I actually don't know if that's true. When did Arrow start and when did Iron Man start? Iron Man was 08, right?
Iron Man was 08.
So when did Arrow come out?
Arrow was 2011. I think.
2012. So MCU came first.
But wait, there's more.
Then Arrowverse is DC's MCU.
Because you also got to think...
Zack Snyder didn't pull off the MCU. But what's his name? Was it Greg...
Greg Berlanti.
Berlanti, he did. This was DC's MCU.
I mean, you also got to admit what... You got to think of what Smallville did for it, too.
Smallville's not part of it, though.
To an extent, it is. Because
part of the multiverse. It's not part of the Arrowverse. If you're not counting Superman and Lois, which literally spun out of the Arrowverse, you can't count Smallville.
Due to Crisis, you kind of can.
But then you got to count Superman and Lois.
But we didn't find out they were on different Earths until after Crisis.
Because before Crisis, they were on the same Earth. That's the same Superman from before. He just got spun out into his own universe. Whereas Kara got spun into... Okay, how do I explain this? Kara is Miles Morales. And Superman is not. So the Ultimate Universe ends, and Miles Morales in his story gets folded into Earth 616. So after Crisis, Kara, like Miles Morales, got spun into the fabric of the main continuity of the Arrowverse. where Superman stayed in his own pocket universe. He didn't even get spun out into his own universe. He stayed in his universe. Kara got spun out. Her universe merged with everybody else's. Which makes sense because Oliver's the one that repurposed everything. And Oliver knew her and her friends. He didn't know Clark and his family.
That actually does follow.
So, Superman and Lois is pretty much the same. It's nothing is different about that. Kara's whole timeline got shifted.
Yeah. Yeah, that tracks.
Because in the beginning, she wasn't in the same universe as them.
That's also because they tried to start her out on a entirely different network.
Yeah, same with Constantine. But Constantine was never in a different universe than them.
Constantine just bounces around. He just says, oh yeah, I'm in this
one. I do love that it turns out that Constantine is friends with Lucifer from the TV show Lucifer, and he would routinely go to his universe to hang out with him. Like, that was just random as hell.
That's because it's as random as hell. I feel like they could have done a lot more with that show, though. On Legends, at least.
So, do you like the Arrowverse as a whole? Do you think it holds up?
Honestly, the Arrowverse, even with the legacy of the Arrowverse, we shouldn't need anything else till about 2025. But honestly, it's gonna be interesting to see what DC's gonna do without having actual shows.
I think the Arrowverse is the best example of a cohesive universe in television that we've ever had. Star Trek doesn't cross over like this.
I mean,
Buffy and Angel did it. Stargate did it, but they didn't do it as much as
Arrow. Before you continue with that, you gotta think: are we talking shows in general, or are we talking just superhero shows?
What shows cross over better? Buffy. Okay, so the shows that I know that cross over a lot:
Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. I don't watch those are Chicago Med. The cohesivity on those, even though they're not superhero shows, unparalleled.
Okay.
For their type of shows.
So, genre shows, then. The only show that did it as flawlessly, I think, because Buffy and Angel, it was special occasions. Stargate kept all their characters intentionally apart. The only other show that I could think that did it was Hercules and Xena. As flawlessly as the Arrowverse.
I'm not even gonna lie. I've never watched Xena, so I wouldn't know where to start on that.
Buffy and Angel did it pretty good, and Buffy and Angel probably be the closest to what Arrowverse was doing, where they lived in two different cities and would occasionally have characters bounce back and forth.
Oh, I could think one better than that.
What?
Eureka and Warehouse 13.
I've only seen the first season of Eureka, and I've never seen anything from Warehouse 13.
You have Peacock, right?
Yeah, I'll watch them. They're on my list.
They're both on there, but when they had their crossovers, It's like, ooh.
Well, what I'm talking about is minor characters crossing over. Like, supporting characters would bounce back and forth between these shows. Supporting characters between Buffy and Angel. Supporting characters would bounce back between Xena and Hercules.
I'm not trying to spoil anything.
And Arrowverse did that geniusly.
I'm not trying to spoil anything, but when you find out which ones do crossover like that, ooh, it gets even better.
Star Trek doesn't really do crossovers. Although they're doing a Lower Decks and Strange New Worlds crossover, which I am so excited.
I really wish Star Trek had more crossovers with the Orville.
They have no crossovers with Orville because they're two different universes. They don't have anything to do with each other.
They could, though.
No. You'd ruin both shows. Orville's genius. Star Trek is genius. They should stay separate. I get Orville's kind of a knockoff Star Trek, but it needs to stay in its lane because it's great. I love Orville. But don't combine them.
Just imagine if we got Prison Break and The Wire crossovers.
I don't know.
Do you think it could have worked?
Prison Break and The Wire?
Yeah.
The Wire is a lot more realistic than Prison Break.
But could it be done?
I mean, it could be done, but one of those shows would have to drastically change their tone.
And it would have to be Prison Break. Prison Break would have to drastically become darker to match with The Wire.
But yeah.
You could mix The Shield with The Wire a lot better than Prison Break and The Wire.
We've come a long way since the beginning of the Arrowverse. I'm sad to see it go, but...
But there's no more DC shows. Because...
Technically, we still have Superman and Lois.
Well, supposedly, though, it's Superman and Lois and Gotham Knights are on the bubble. They might not be renewed. It's not looking like either one of them is really getting renewed. So all you have... And Doom Patrol is ending. So all you have left is Harley Quinn.
And even then, it's not like... I still don't count Harley Quinn because it's not live action.
Titans crossed over with Harley Quinn? When Gar was going through the thing, you hear Harley Quinn in the background.
They didn't... Unless you actually goes there, it's just seeing that, oh yeah, they exist.
Yeah.
It's like
it's technically a crossover, though, showing that they exist in the multiverse. That they count that as part of its universe, its multi-universe. To be fair, it also ends with Teen Titans Go, which I cannot bring myself to watch.
Teen Titans Go started cool, but then it's like, oh, yeah. It just...
I love Teen Titans so much that Teen Titans Go just seems like a travesty.
But then the Teen Titans Go movie was like, it was like, oh, yeah.
Didn't they cross over?
It gave us a glimpse like the OG's Teen Titans, like, hey, we still exist. And then they still haven't done anything with it.
Teen Titans Go seems too kiddie for me.
I'm not gonna lie, it did give us some bangers though. Because we got to do Fall Out Boy song, we got the Chasing Villain song.
You know what I was very sad to see was we never got a Justice League episode of the Arrowverse. They set up the Justice League after Crisis, and then they never did anything with it.
Technically, they did. Because remember when they all actually go team up to like, or they try to stop one guy, it's like, oh, it's just one guy robbing the bank. And we all got called for this? Nah, then they just one-shot the guy.
Yeah. They could have done more with that.
They really could have, but there aren't enough big-name crises that it requires the entire league. But even if they were, you legitimately would need an Amazon and Batman.
You had Batwoman. She was part of the Justice League.
Remember how they didn't get New Batgirl as part of the Justice League?
Batgirl was never on any of these shows.
But the only time we even got any crossover with season 2 Batwoman was in The Flash.
That's true. Yeah.
That's the only time we.
That's right, because Kate Kane was the Justice League member.
But even then, ever since the switch from Ruby Rose to the New Girl, the only time we've seen her aside from there is in that one. There is the Red Death Flash. That's it. The only mention of her.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's fair. I think, though, that James Gunn doesn't need to compete with the Snyderverse. He needs to compete with the Arrowverse. To do a cohesive, crossover, massive universe, Arrowverse did it best.
Plus, it's also the simple fact of Arrowverse had a solid network backing, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be... Now that pretty much all the superhero shows are on basic television are dead, it's open. It's free real estate for whoever comes in, but...
But look what Marvel's doing with all the Disney Plus shows.
But yeah, those are Disney Plus shows.
Okay, but so all the shows that James Gunn is going to be doing are Max shows. And look at Peacemaker. Peacemaker's fucking genius.
True. The biggest reason all the Arrowverse shows went or did as good as they did, they were on public access television. They weren't trapped behind a paywall. But yeah. Now that we're going to the fact that it's like, oh yeah, everything's about to be trapped behind a paywall, it's either going to be the best thing that happened to comic book shows or it's about to be the worst thing that happened to them.
I don't know. Titans, I think. You show me a DC show better than Titans.
Better than Titans?
Better than Titans.
Live action or animated?
Live action.
Ooh, that's going to be kind of hard to do.
And that was always behind a paywall. First, DC Universe and then HBO Max. And that show was a genius.
Because at this point, all the other DC shows, besides Titans and Doom Patrol, they're all Arrowverse.
Yeah.
And Gotham Knights.
We don't count Gotham Knights.
So which one, I guess we can end on this. Who had a better cohesive DC universe? Is it the Arrowverse or the Timverse?
Wait, which one's Timverse again?
The Timverse starts with Batman animated series, then goes to Superman animated series, then Justice League, Static Shock, Batman Beyond.
So you asked me to compare live action TV shows to the animated shows.
Which one is a better, more cohesive universe?
I mean, that only goes from, remember, Batman animated series.
So the Timverse is Batman the animated series, and that's the umbrella all four versions of it, because it was like different pocket world ones of it, like Batman and Robin.
But either way, it still only extends from there.
No, it doesn't.
Ends
Check in Justice League Unlimited. No, it doesn't. Batman animated series, Superman animated series, Justice League Unlimited, Static Shock, Batman Beyond, and then the Zeta Project. So there's seven in that universe, plus the movies that are canon. A lot of those movies aren't, but you got Mask of the Phantasm, Return of the Joker.
All those take place in the middle of the Batman series.
Yeah, I'm just saying you count those. Those are part of the story, the overarching story. So you have those seven shows versus Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, Black Lightning, Constantine, and Legends.
I still gotta give it to the Arrowverse.
Really?
Don't get me wrong, they both have the good stuff.
Well, alright, we'll take Arrow versus Batman. They're the two flagship shows. You think Arrow was better than Batman the Animated Series? Not even close.
I didn't finish either one of those.
Dude, what do you watch?
Because remember, I started with Superman.
Okay, so Batman versus Arrow, you never finished either one of them. Batman was a better show. So then Flash versus Superman the Animated Series.
Oh, don't even make me shoot.
I gotta give it to the Flash. And you've heard me bash it on the Flash, but I gotta give it to the Flash. Superman the Animated Series, I bored me.
That's because they didn't have the right tech to power creep Superman well.
So then
That one has to go to the Flash.
Alright.
Next will be Legends versus Justice League and Justice League Unlimited, technically.
Legends versus Justice League. Okay, so you're combining them as one show. That's fine. So, Legends or Justice League? I love Legends, but Justice League was... That show was badass.
Just for the fact that you technically do have to combine them, because Unlimited...
It is a direct sequel.
Unlimited is literally the defining piece of what makes it better.
So it's better than Legends, and I love Legends.
I love Legends too, but oh god, especially the way they did the last couple episodes of Unlimited, Superman actually saying, "Oh yeah, I can finally stop holding back against Darkseid." You see that man go flying. It's like, you could have been doing this the whole time.
So you agree, Justice League is better than Legends?
Unfortunately, yes.
So then, Supergirl versus Static.
Okay, Static's a weird case because technically...
Or do you put Static against Black Lightning because they have the same powers?
No. They're a different thing because Dakotaverse is an entirely different thing from the Justice League.
But it crosses over. It has crossovers with the Justice League. It's in that universe. It crosses over in that universe.
It only has like two crossover episodes.
But it still crosses over. And it's made by the same production company. Lightning only had two crossovers, but it's still part of the Arrowverse.
Because remember, it was them going to... It was on Static Show, not the other way around.
Static, but it counts, D. Static is part of the universe. So Static Shock or Supergirl? Static Shock. Come on, you cannot give it to Supergirl over Static Shock. You can't! You cannot give it to Supergirl over Static Shock!
By no means am I giving it to Supergirl, but still... The only reason Static was in the Timverse is just because the Batman crossovers.
It was it's part of the Timverse because it was produced by Bruce Timm, the guy who produced all those other cartoons. They weren't creating a Dakotaverse in cartoons. They were creating a Batman universe and then spun it out to these other things, and they included Static. So he's that version of Static is part of that universe.
There's still a couple other things you gotta think about to go into, but I do understand what you're saying.
So Static or Supergirl, which was a better show? This I feel like the easiest one out of all of them. It's obviously Static Shock.
Yeah.
So then you got Batman Beyond versus Black Lightning. I know you love Black Lightning, but Batman Beyond was amazing. You don't love Batman Beyond?
I respect Batman Beyond. I don't love it. Black Lightning, though, I enjoy the entire thing. It's literally the song of my people. It covers every social issue that black people got through for a while.
All right. I'll give you Black Lightning over Batman Beyond. But Batman Beyond is genius.
Plus the fact that they actually did touch on Injustice League Unlimited too.
So then you have the Zeta Project versus, I guess, be Constantine.
What was the Zeta Project
again? Oh, it's so fucking stupid. There's a spinoff of Batman Beyond about this robot and this girl. It's a horrible show in the last two seasons. Constantine is much better.
Yeah, I'll go with that, I guess.
Come on. The Timverse is better. Just Batman alone makes it better.
Nah.
You're insane. Well, you're young. You weren't there.
No, also, I'm certifiably insane.
The Batman animated series is like the best cartoon ever made, neck and neck with the X-Men animated series.
Not even close.
What's better than Batman? Batman the animated series?
Justice League Unlimited is better than the entire Batman series.
No, it's not. That's insane.
Remember how I literally just said I am certifiably insane?
Batman the animated series gave us Mr. Freeze's origin story, gave us Harley Quinn. What did Justice League Unlimited invent?
Cadmus.
Harley Quinn only exists because of the Batman animated series.
Cadmus. That's all you need.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with you.
Alright, we will catch y'all next week and hopefully talk about some other movies going on. Because remember, this next upcoming month is stacked. We'll tell you what we saw, what we didn't see, what we liked, what we didn't like, and all the gory in between. Alright. Now, the true thing is, are we going to be able to drag this man to see Transformers Rise of the Beasts?
Oh, I'm going
to
watch it. I'm just not going to be happy with it.
Give us Legends.